Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Indians won. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Indians won. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. 2 outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. McNally moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. There goes Hinton. The throw from Rosnovsky to Aparicio, and Hinton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demeter. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Horton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-4 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Blair is hit by the pitch. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuller covering, for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Don Demeter. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 4 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. LeMay now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Stan Williams. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Fuller goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.